When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us. Sloppy seconds.
Oh, Diva. Hello and welcome to Tuesday. Can you believe it?
I can. Hi, you fucks, you sloopy little Tuesdays. It's Monday, not Tuesday. It's Tuesday, not Monday. I'm Big Dipper. Are you happy with how I started that off?
I mean, it's not as good as me, but it was for a rapper, there was no rhythm.
Ah! Drag me. Okay, but you give me the intro.
Are you ready for some sloppy seconds? Hi, you fucks, you sloppy little fucks, you nasty little fucks. We're on a Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Tuesday's grocery day for me, baby.
Do you go to the grocery store every Tuesday?
I shop once a week, Mondays
or do you
Tuesdays.
Just think about it?
No, I go. I just got in. Okay, here's the thing. I just got that imperfect fruit delivery system. I know this is not a sponsorship and it's not about to be one.
How do you feel?
A whole week went by and then I get an email from them being like, hey, bad news. A couple of the items that you got may have salmonella. It's a full week later and it was like the onions, the lettuce. Like they were like anything that came from this farm. And I was like, oh, all the stuff I ate raw? Well, so I think I'm going to cancel it because it's like, that's fucked up to me.
Well, it's definitely not an ad for them now. You're like, this isn't sponsored content. Of course it's not. They gave you salmonella.
Maybe. I don't know. I have a really bad headache today. So we'll see what's going on in your life.
Well, I'm very happy that we're here. Part of the mom family now.
Mm-hmm. So I heard that they don't have a theme song, so I'm gonna float this. Now that was a good one. We're gonna need to isolate that track.
So I know there's a lot going on in the world, so you may not be fully up to date with the little nuggets that we've been dropping. So the full pull the curtain back business side of the podcast is we are now on the Mom Network, which is
in Alaska and Willem own our souls.
Right. Which is the mom. They are the moms of the network. But basically all that means for you as listeners is we're going to be putting out an episode on Tuesday, an episode on Friday. And guess what? We're not going to go off for like 3 hours for each episode. We're going to make things a little shorter so it's more consumable and you'll get us twice a week. Hopefully, if you are a listener and have been subscribed, you're looking for that. You like the idea of twice a week.
And if you're new to this show, hi, I'm Meatball and that's Big Dipper.
Hello.
Get ready to hear some more shit.
what a really great pitch for our show. Just listening to a bunch of shit. I appreciate
that. Listen, we're going to be here name dropping for the next couple of weeks.
What did you do yesterday, Meatball? Something with yesterday, me, perhaps?
Me and Big Dipper went on an investigatory journalism journey, and we went to Drive and Drag.
Drive and Drag. So we, in L.A., Brandon Voss Events is doing these like drive and drag shows at the Rose Bowl on the lawn, sort of next to a parking lot.
Which is wild.
You get a ticket for your car and you drive up and you park in your car and you're meant to stay in your car and you watch
and
the show.
And they were enforcing the staying in your car.
That's correct. So you either watch the show, you either can see the stage from your car or you can see like a jumbotron that has like a video feed of the stage. And I gotta tell you, it was fun to just fucking go do something.
Yes. After when I got home, I was actually very depressed because I was like, see, now that's like the one thing I do this week, which isn't true because now on Tuesdays I have Skate Gang. But other than that, it's like I don't see anybody ever. It's the worst.
And what exactly is Skate Gang?
Skate Gang was started by my good friend Nicole Byer because there's nowhere to skate in our neighborhood. And all of our... our friends, like, she got roller skates. I have roller skates. My boyfriend has roller skates. She made her best friend get them, and now all of her friends have them. So she was like, let's all go to this one park every Tuesday, and we'll just skate around.
Now,
and
I noticed
it turned into a thing where we, last week, we had a teacher, an instructor come and instruct us in the park, and, like, we're all in masks. We are getting close to each other, but we're also all in masks and kind of all in a pod now.
And you're outside.
Yes, and it's outside in a park because all the basketball courts are shut. So you can just skate on a basketball court or a tennis
I was going to ask because you're obviously skating on a basketball court. So people aren't allowed to be playing basketball?
No, no one's allowed to play basketball. There's little bars in the hoops.
But you're allowed to skate.
Well, we kind of just go and take over and everyone sees us skating and just moves out of our way.
Uh-huh. Well,
and
listen,
last week we brought a boombox and started playing music real loud and it scared all the little kids away.
You're like a menace to their park. They were like, came out here to play because
well, no,
we
the
have to cops do school
thing is great,
online.
But you know what's really fucking weird is the how comfortable people are just coming up and recording us on their phone.
Yeah,
and
welcome to 2020.
Not for a long time, but not for a short time, just to be like, look at all these cool kids. Like, this is just a vibe. Like, people stand and, like, are kneeling and getting angles and, like, all this stuff. And it's like, we're just there trying to work out. It's a very uncomfortable thing. Like, one woman was like, do you guys want this video? And it was, like, a 15-minute video. Airdrop.
And you said, yeah, email it to me.
No, we airdrop, baby. She was like, I didn't even know this was possible.
Oh, okay. She was a boomer.
Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh, baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion, there's plenty of vegetable, and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
I know.
Now, having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want, and it's ready in 2 minutes. I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SLOPPYSECONDS50 at factormeals.com/SLOPPYSECONDS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a slay, baby.
Well, listen, we have an exciting little segment for you that we did at the drag show for you to listen to. So enjoy
Drive and Drag.
Meatball, can you describe what you see around yourself right now?
Currently, I'm surrounded by a bunch of cars, some screens, and I see the top of the stage, but not the stage itself. What can you see? Ooh, I burped.
I see a bunch of cars. There's a woman to our right eating
spaghetti.
So much spaghetti.
It looks like she boiled the whole box of spaghetti and is eating it out of a food container she brought from home. I'm looking up the food that's here. You have to text RuPaul to 474747.
I thought when you read that out loud, you literally just had to text RuPaul.
Yeah, I have to text RuPaul.
Yeah, RuPaul's running sessions.
It's like, dear RuPaul, do y'all have pretzels? Do y'all have onion rings?
If they have a pretzel, I'm going to lose my shit.
Do you like a pretzel with mustard or cheese?
Cheese, but mustard is like, I'd probably go mustard today.
Do you know that when you look up our podcast, the description is two bears with an unabashed view talking about food and sex?
Well, we used to talk about food. Now we don't anymore.
That's right. See, look, okay, these people behind us, they have got it right. They're in a convertible. They just open their top, but they can sit up on the back.
5 o'clock, it's like the hottest, it's literally the hottest part of the day. The sun is beating down on them, and they said, let's open the roof.
But they can sit up on the back. If we had a convertible, I would be wearing, we would have sun hats.
You think I'm not about to sit on top of this car?
This car could not handle that. It'll just dent right through.
Ooh, baby.
Driving drag.
We're walking through a field. Here's Willem's car.
She's not doing interviews today. She's not doing interviews.
We're reporting live from the drive-in.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Who are you here to see? Which queen?
Well, I'm gonna text RuPaul. 474747. Yeah. I don't know. Alaska. Yeah. What about you guys?
Same.
Shockingly
same.
I met him at
okay, so time. Also a lot of people are, air quotes, dragging up their cars. There's like boas and flowers and decorations.
There's chicken feathers on their car.
But that's fun. People are getting in the spirit.
There's some
and we're walking over to the food trucks. They have jumbo bacon wrapped hot dogs.
Yes.
Ice cream cones.
They got a go get 'em girl fusion grill and the middle feast.
And then there's the generic version, which is snacks and stuffs.
Snacks and stuffs and such.
Don't cough.
6 feet apart?
Oh, okay. And now we're standing on spray painted neon X's, spray painted on the ground to keep our distance. And I see a beautiful view of the actual Rose Bowl, which is kind of sick.
Have you ever been to the Rose Bowl before, Diva?
Say again.
Have you ever been to the Rose Bowl before, Diva?
No. Never.
Gorgeous. It's beautiful inside. I come to the flea markets.
Drive and drag.
Now, what do you think of the collective air here? Are we glad that there's wind? Is the wind blowing people's mucus into my mouth?
I feel like the wind is great. I feel like the vibe here is really good. But I also feel like everyone like doesn't quite know what the fuck is going on.
No, it specifically says do not get out of your car. And the first thing anyone does when they get here is get out of their car.
And aimlessly walk around like we're doing.
We're doing right now. We're no better than anyone. We're no better than the rest of this trash.
Well, truly no one ever said you were better than anyone.
I often say it to myself.
Ooh, driving drag.
Oh, look who it is. It's Gabe.
Hello. Oh, and Jackie B.
Oh, and Mario. Beef Daddy. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
What are you looking forward to the show today?
I'm looking forward to the stunts and the splits and shenanigans.
I heard it's going to be a lot of dips and splits and kablams.
Hi. It's been the last 4.5 months learning to do a drop split. And so...
Yeah.
Hi, baby.
I know my coverage is full.
It's really hard.
I'm trying not to get recognized out here.
Okay, you don't have to try that hard. Yeah, you don't have to try that hard.
You're fine.
It's not gonna happen.
We're doing some roving reporting for our podcast.
Oh, cute.
Do you have any what do you think is gonna go wrong at the show today?
Well, Alaska's on stage, right?
Yeah. So anything's possible.
There you go.
My only fear is that she's going to sing all the right lyrics and do her normal material. So that's pretty bad.
It is a 90-minute show. What do you think she'll be performing?
Is it really that long? How long?
I don't know.
I assumed it was that long.
I thought we were here to see Jada. I'm in the wrong place, I think.
Is it really 90 minutes?
How long would you get on? 50 minutes?
New school of drag is very quantity over quality. Honey,
shutting Jackie beat up, shutting her up is the task, really. She'd go on all fucking night.
I love that everyone's going to the snack bar to get their COVID dogs and their plague popcorn.
All you have to do is text RuPaul and she'll feed you.
Right. She's here to feed us.
I'd rather take my chances.
Wait, Sherry, how is your glory hole experiment going?
Oh, the glory hole is up and thriving. She's not kidding.
I'm sure she's not kidding.
It's in the garage. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Honey, up and
thriving. It's very unstable. It's...
Just
you're like, it's a piece of, it fell over. My bad. I guess I can touch more of you.
It's a piece of cardboard with six different size holes in it.
Oh, it's like whack-a-mole.
And you have to be this big to ride this ride. No, it's so ironic that it's in the garage because her on-screen dating name is Two Car Garage.
One in the front, one in the back, right?
So dumb. I'm going to be featured heavily. Drive
and drive. Okay, so explain what just happened.
We were breaking the rules because we're bad fags and we're nasty bitches and hoes. And we were talking to Mario Diaz, Jackie B,
Sherry Vine,
and we got caught and we were told to go back to our car and not be wandering around.
But I appreciate that because when we first got here, we sort of were jokingly saying, oh, there's no way they're going to be enforcing that. But they literally have officers on bikes riding around encouraging everyone to just sit in their own car. So that's good.
That's good. Do you want a pretzel?
Bitch, I was not going to pretzel. Sure. Okay.
Driving drag.
Meatball has gone to pick up his food, and I'm sitting here with Michael. Meatball, do you guys say partner?
No, that's, I feel like straight people say partner, because I don't know why.
Straight people who live in Europe and Australia say partner.
I feel like it's straight people who have a lot of macrame in their house.
So what do you say, boyfriend?
I just say boyfriend, yeah.
And, how is it to love an unlovable person?
Wait, what's this for?
Meatball and I have a podcast.
You have a podcast?
It's called Sloppy Seconds. We talk about you regularly on the show.
Oh, so it's a podcast about me. I'm in.
But you also, you have your own podcast, right?
Yeah, it's over though. I mean, I used to have a podcast about Brad Pitt movies where we watched every Brad Pitt movie.
And it's over because you watched every.
Now I've seen them. I've seen every single Brad Pitt movie. And I have strong opinions about almost all of them. So,
do you like The Mexican?
No, that movie's really bad. It's like offensively bad because it's called The Mexican and like
nothing is...
none of the main actors are Mexican. They're all white people just in Mexico. And it's such a weird movie. It's so weird.
What did you, when you first met Meatball, was he in drag or out of drag?
Well,
did you meet him on an app?
Well, in a way, we sort of met each other through Instagram, but he was like, I think he was like looking for a videographer or something like that, and I work with cameras,
right?
Adjacent. I work camera adjacent.
Camera adjacent. You're a producer.
So, yeah. So I was like, oh, I can help you with that because he wanted to do it in San Francisco, which is where I lived, and yeah. But then, you know, nothing ever happened. But then we just kept in touch and would hang out when he came to San Francisco. So I guess I knew that he was a drag queen, but I was attracted to the person that's not a drag queen.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Do you ever call him Meatball around the house?
You know, I used to call him Meatball. And then, like, when we were alone, started spending more time alone together, I was like, this is so weird to call you Meatball. So I switched to Logan. And then when we'd be around people, everyone was like, who the fuck is Logan?
Right. But it feels like a little exclusive that you call him Logan.
Yeah, it's almost like a like, cutesy little nickname that I made that's just mine
that
for him.
That you made up and his parents did not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what do you think about the evolution of his drag?
What evolution?
Dragger! Do you think that he's gotten better as a performer?
I actually do. I think that he's always looking for ways to improve himself, and I think that there's, like, there are definitely changes that you can see over time, like, even since we've started dating, like, he's always looking to step up his game.
And my question to you is, every time I interact with Meatball, he always seems bothered to interact with me, yet I have served as his booking agent. We host a podcast together. I've gotten him work. I've helped grow his career. But he's always like, ugh! Does he actually hate me, or is that just an act?
Well, he does that with me, too. And you should hear him talk to his mom. It's the same as when he talks to you. So he doesn't hate you at all. He's just like that.
So me and Nikki are in the same boat.
You and Nikki would get along great. You both have Nikki. Very long-winded stories that just... Y'all would hit it off.
We would just talk for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. It looks like Meatball is back with our pretzels.
Yeah, any old time.
Wait, neither of us said we were hungry, but there are 3 boxes of food.
I don't think they're for either of us.
Drive and drag.
Okay, so to be expected, we are at a drag function, and it is a weekend. So what do we see?
A bachelorette party! Bow, 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 bow. We're here, we're straight, and we're ready to make some noise.
There's like a woman in like a cute little Sunday dress and a tiara, and her friend is wearing one of the largest sun hats I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's so big, it's rolled up like a burrito in the front, and then the back is just a circle. They've also put tinsel all over the car. They really wanted us to know that they were here.
That they're straight and they're getting married.
And they're here and they're drinking wine coolers.
And we're here starring Eureka O'Hara.
And Bob the Drag Queen. And Shangela.
Bob the Drag Queen, the best drag queen arguably in the world.
She is the greatest drag queen in the world.
And did she respond to either of us asking to be on the show?
No. But also, I remember last week I said we were going to get Blair. And unfortunately, we were unable to schedule a time, and by that I mean she does not respond.
But she... we'll get Blair, we'll get Bob, we'll get Monet, we'll get Jujubee, we'll get the girls.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a great marriage.
Yeah, you white bitch, you straight white bitch, you basically Karening. They got told to get in their car, and the first thing they did was like, ugh, well, let's look at the pictures we took first. Like, they're still not getting in the car.
Yeah, we broke the rules, but then when we were corrected, we immediately came back to the car.
Frankly, it rescued us from an uncomfortable situation. They're really packing. Alaska, good job. You really packed this place out.
We'll talk about it on the podcast.
We'll talk to Alaska. She's our guest this week.
Not this week.
Yep.
No.
Please welcome to the stage, Alaska Thunder 5000.
No.
Drive and drag.
Now, one thing I'm going to tell you is that the Drive and Drag show that Alaska put on was 70 straight minutes of her staring directly into the sun, 3 costume changes, and 3 different Alaska characters. It was the greatest show I've ever seen. And when it comes out digitally, which it will, spend your money on it.
Now, I don't want to undercut Alaska, but it wasn't 70 straight minutes. She had a couple costume changes with some video. I'm not saying she didn't work.
Wow, hard. Seems like a cut from under.
I'm not saying she didn't work hard. She definitely... I was so impressed. Let me say, the first outfit, she had so much ass, and then it was a thong with like a jock strap on it.
Yeah. It was a strappy panty, and it was the fattest ass I've ever seen on
her. It's amazing to see her in person, not in drag, basically like a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's in drag, she looks like a spoon upside down. There's just so much curvature coming out the back. It's crazy. And it looks right. When it's right, it's Alaska.
It's right.
And you're right. I mean, the show was incredible. It was such a... what did they say? Tour de force.
Tour de force, baby. Yeah, it was incredible to watch, like, how she tackled that. Because I'm sure, I mean, she put that whole show together herself. So for her to be like, cool, I'm going to start out doing, like, a whole Joan Rivers bit. We'll drive around and throw toys at people. Yeah. Then we'll do this, and I'll be serious. Then I'm going to change and do, like, it was just so much, and it was very good. It was very good.
And you said it right at the end when she was doing the Megamix. She was like, she do stay with the bops.
She do stay with the bops. She also has so much music to perform. Yeah, it's so truly cool.
It's a fun feeling to have that much music to perform. I know it.
So what are you up to? Are you getting ready for a full year of this fucking quarantine? Because I'm ready to jump.
We were talking about this yesterday in the car. It is clear that it is just going to become a personal responsibility that the government is not going to step in any way, shape, or form. And you just have to prepare yourself for, like, what are you comfortable with? What are you willing to participate in? I felt nervous going to that to the drag show, but, you know, we kept our masks on the entire time. I know that you and Michael are super responsible about, you know, like, keeping your mask on and keeping your distance. So I felt comfortable with you in the car. But, like, little things, like, y'all got in the car and guess what? All the windows were rolled down. So that when we drove on the highway, we were yelling.
We were not talking, but we could definitely breathe right.
Yeah. And you just have to begin to make those sorts of adjustments as you move forward in the world. And so, girl, it is going to be like, I don't see a world in which, you know, until there's a vaccine.
This isn't going to end. Going to end. And it's awful because now it's starting, like, I don't want to make this about me, but it's starting to affect my personal life because a lot of my friends now don't have jobs, and, like, living in LA without a job is impossible. So half of the people I know are starting to move in the middle of this. And it's like, I can't even go say goodbye to them, really. It's just like, once things start to return to normal, they just won't be here. Like Pinche. An iconic LA queen is moving now because there's just nothing for her to do here.
That is
and
so
she got,
hard.
And, well, I mean, go follow a post. She got a person. She's falling in love. We gonna miss you, girl.
Bye, Pinche. Baby, baby.
So you just started watching True Blood? What's that like?
Let me say, I remember. Sookie. Which. For the first time, let me just tell you, for the first time ever, I looked in the credits and it says based on the novel, like the Tales of Sookie Stackhouse or something like that, which I didn't know it was based on a novel or based on a book series.
I feel like a lot of HBO shows are like stuff like, because isn't Sex
they're
and
like
City
development
based on
deal?
Like a TV or a book or something? Yeah, it's like they're always like a famous book.
Well, it's good because, you know, anyhow, I used to watch True Blood by going to the video rental place near my house in high school and renting the tapes because we didn't have cable, we didn't have HBO, and True Blood I think was on the air when I was in high school.
Damn.
And it was like a really sexual show. It had like a lot of nudity and it was a really queer show. Lafayette is such an amazing character. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really fascinating show. I was like into it. I like this. I've never seen Twilight or any of those like movies, but they strike me as like far too romantic, whereas like True Blood is a little more malicious. But I'm rewatching it. Like I'm sort of, I almost have the inkling rather than get into something new to like rewatch old shows that I knew I loved, but just from like a more adult point of view. Do you feel that way?
Yeah. I'm on a real Veep and Curb Your Enthusiasm kick right now, just like watching very difficult people deal with other difficult people.
Hot take. I hate Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I've only
He's
seen
like, a real asshole.
two episodes. And I was like, never will I like this. Never will I watch this.
I kind of like it because like for sometimes, I don't know, rooting for like the asshole is funny. That's the same reason that people love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, is that it's like a group of assholes. And sometimes I can't watch that show because I'm like, it's just too much.
But to me, Curb is more based in reality than Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And so because it's based in reality, it's even more frustrating because you're like, you literally did a 30-minute episode because you didn't like the position of the way they put the donut in your box. It was like, that was offensive because he made it pointing at the whole donut. You know, it's like whatever. And you're
listen,
like, what
you must
fuck?
Not know me. I spent 3 weeks fighting with LA Pride because I wanted, like, I don't understand.
I guess I don't know you.
All right.
Well, I think I would like to return. There's something about returning to shows because it also challenges like the way you initially thought of the show, especially things that I watched in high school, like watching True Blood back as an adult. I'm like, oh, what did I even think that was? Like there are entire storylines that I like didn't even really
understand. You didn't even pick up on.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't you also feel like there's like a sense of comfort like for me, rewatching stuff, sometimes it's like, because I know how it's going to end, there's not the anxiety, but it's like fun to rewatch it. And like right now, I don't know how anything's going to end. So if I could control what I'm viewing, I'll feel more in control of my fucking life.
Wow. That is an astute observation, Meatball.
You're welcome.
Did you go to college?
I did.
Did you study psychology?
Yes, I'm also reading a book. Well, I'm not reading it. Michael's reading it and giving me a lot of information about how the internet fucks with your brain.
Yes, I will tell you the New York Times did an amazing podcast called Rabbit Hole, which is all about how like the internet algorithms and YouTube can like radicalize people and reshape your brain. So if you're looking for a deep academic dive into internet subculture, check that out.
And here's a podcast to not listen to. Ugh, I forgot what it's called. It's there's a new JonBenet Ramsey podcast, but it's from the perspective and it's speaking with her actual father about the events. And so it's very much about the person who broke in, and it's like all these things about how it wasn't someone in the house. So
that
and it's
whole
very
thing
interesting
is still unsolved.
It's still unsolved. But I didn't watch the See, now everyone's saying that the parents did it, so I'm listening to the other one first, and then I'm going to watch the Netflix one, where it's basically all the opposite. This one is pro, like, he didn't do it, something happened, and they never found the killer. And
the
it's bringing up all these
so
other people who were involved. The world is fucked up. And you know what's even more fucked up is that our goddamn president and the people in the White House won't tell the nation to put on a fucking mask. He did it once and then has retracted that statement and is like, I was doing it because I was in the hospital. Like, what is going on?
Spent the weekend golfing while people are dying?
While people are being like, are going to start getting evicted. People don't have money to live in their houses. Like, the homeless problem, it's going to, not a real, it's just going to be a mess. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen.
If you listen to us and you are not planning on voting in November.
Oh my God.
Jump.
Listen,
just go jump
care.
Off
like,
the bridge.
I don't want to vote for Joe Biden. I don't want to do it. I don't
want
to do it.
Will you?
Will I? Yes.
Yes.
Because literally anything will be better. Voting for Kanye, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, truly don't do it. Jesus Christ. All right.
Don't vote
well.
For anybody else. Okay, that's it. I'm getting heated. I'm mad.
What are you holding over your head that you're going to break?
I have one of these little,
a tripod that you're using as a stress toy.
As a weapon.
So this is what we're going to do on Tuesdays. We're just going to shoot the shit. We might do some roving reporting. We might return to a radio play or two. We'll
definitely do some more sex stories.
Yeah, I think Tuesdays will just be, it'll be a more intimate affair. Just you and us.
And apparently my boyfriend, I need to listen to whatever you asked him in that thing. I haven't listened yet.
Well, at this point, the listeners will have already heard what your boyfriend said about you.
Mm. It better be about how good I am at buying pretzels.
It's about how good you are at bottoming. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to Sloppy Seconds. You can follow us on Instagram at SloppyPod. You can send us an email at SloppySecondsPod@gmail.com. Oh, we can do advice on Tuesdays too.
Yes.
Or call in with your fucks talk story at 213-536-9180.
Big Dipper is at Big Dipper Jelly on Instagram. I'm Spiciest Meatball. And on Twitter, I'm Fat Drag Meatball. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which will now come out every Tuesday and Friday.
Bye.
Goodbye. Doodle-a-doo-doo forever dog.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media.
Mom! Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Mixed and mastered by William Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork is drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.